Hey, welcome back, everybody, to another episode of GSD Top 5 Picks. This is Marty, and I'm with you this week, and I'm going to be going through my picks. So, I thought this week I would really do something that's a little different. I'm going to choose five bands that I've actually personally worked with, and that I really love the stuff that they did, or they've been doing. So, for my first pick this week, I'm going to pick the first band I ever worked with, and they took a chance on me way back in 2005 or 2006 to record their debut album with me when I really didn't know what I was doing, and I think the album came out really great, and they have always been one of my favorite bands from since back in the day. So here's Anti-Everything off their second album, and this is Saint Madeline. So that was Anti-Everything with Saint Madeline. Great song, or Saint Madeline. Great song, and great energy by the band. I really like the vocal melodies that the song has, and all the little elements that come together. Particularly, I'm a really big fan of what Randy plays on almost everything he ever plays, and his guitar tone. So, great job, guys. So from Anti Everything, we jump to another one of these great Bochum bands. This is Spectral Vibes. I mean, these guys are really interesting, really great stuff. I've known Cutter, Sharad, Faraz, and Khaled for a long, long time, and I've seen them come from really a garage band to one of the top progressive kind of metal core, I don't even know how to describe them, bands. Really interesting stuff, really moody and vibesy. Perfect name for the band. And I think this is my favorite song off of their album, their debut album, Utishta. This is Clinging to Less.
Change is long overdue.
So yeah, that was Spectral Vibes with Clingies, or as it's written on the album, Clinging to Less. I'll always notice Clingies from the days of jamming in the boat trump. But that was a great song, great vibes, great energy. Cutter with such an amazing vocal delivery and great lyrics. Love the song, great stuff. So from there, we're going to go to my international pick. So last year, Checklist, my band, we got to go to Canada and work with a really great band out of Newfoundland. And we had a chance to write two songs with them, which was amazing. But before we went, we had to like perform one of their songs, and they performed one of our songs. Oh, we kind of collaboratively performed them together. And man, I fell in love with this song first time I heard it. And it was really fun performing it and kind of putting our own little spin on top of it. So here's Cabbages and Kings with Earth. Cabbages and Kings off their second album. Go make sure and check them out, cabbages.ca. go buy the album. They have two really great albums up there. If you're into that kind of Royal Blood kind of vibes, it's really great. So big up to Mike, Brandon, and Josh. Great work, guys. So now I'm going to go to my throwback pick. Well, this one was a little tough because I worked with a lot of bands that's not really around anymore. But I wanted to work with a band that could possibly be coming back. So a few years ago, I got a call from some guys that I knew were in a kind of cover band. And they said, oh, they have this new project and they're looking to record. And I said, okay, cool, let me check out some of this stuff. They came down the studio, met me. I mean, I knew all the guys kind of before. And when I met them, I was just like, really good working chemistry was happening. So I was just like, man, yeah, let's do this record. So before we started on the working on the record, we said, okay, let's do one song together first. This was the song we did together. And oh man, I love how the song, still my favorite song on that record. So this is Blame and Aaron with The Rope's End.
Hey honey, how was your day? Not that I care in any way. I'll try to act like I'm concerned, just try to give me half a turn. And how was mine? It wasn't fine, cause I was thinking about the words I heard before you flipped the vine. My eyes were bloodshot red from all the tears doing the math. I found the sum of all my fears I had so long. I have conceded one too many times. I think that's why I feel emotions that I thought were real were just another big fat lie next to me. We've come to the end of this calamity. This rope is strangling. I guess I'm done. It's like when Janie got her gun and killed her daddy in the sun. I won't lie, it crossed my mind. Oh, how I tried to fight the urge to do the wrong. I told myself that it was wrong. My clothes were blood soaked red. I had no fear of consequences that would come. An evil act that I had done, I had conceded one too many times. I couldn't take it anymore. I'm there beside you on the floor. Lie next to me. We've come to the end of this calamity. This rope is strangling me. I try to cater to your whims. Your banter says you make the situation problematic for me.
Man, hear that groove on that song and that nice big bass and the amazing guitar playing by Rion. Great job, guys. I hope to see this band gigging again soon. So right, for my final pick, I decided I wanted to pick one of the giants in the industry. So I was fortunate enough to work with Nigel Rojas and Orange Sky over a number of projects, and I think one of my favorite projects I did with them was the Dawn of the Living Dread album, which was the album they did right after they came back off their final US tour. And I mean, they had some really mixed emotions, I guess, and all those emotions really came out in Nigel's lyrics and in guitar playing on this record. And one song in particular stood out to me, which he featured guest performances from Kiwan, who was in the band before, and Dax, who hadn't joined the band, but eventually would become a member of the band, which was really cool. So here's Orange Sky with Dead Man Walking. Blistering solos from both Kiwan and Dax and Nigel, not no slouch of a guitarist himself. So that's Dead Man Walking off the Dawn of the Living Dread album. So if you get a chance, go buy that record. Really, really great stuff. And make sure you check out all these bands and songs on gsdproductionstt.com. Just support these guys. They're doing great stuff. They're pouring their hearts out for you. So the least you could do is give them a listen. All right, so that's my top five picks this week. Stay tuned. Next week, I think we might have Mark or Booze or somebody, so check it out. Thanks, guys.